Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. Great to be with you here this Saturday and every Saturday from 1 to 2 on Lifestyle. Today we're going to talk to Carrie Brown. She's a business coach, speaker, trainer. She's got some great tips on how to get off that treadmill, whether it's in your life or your business. It's going to help you. Welcome to the show, Carrie.
Thank you, Patty. Hello.
Hello. It's always great to talk to you. You know, I follow you and I know you have the Hanging Out with Coach Carrie. Some great tips. You're a writer. You've done everything. And, you know, you've done this also. You've had your own businesses. You've been a realtor. You've been many things. So you kind of done the legwork to get where you're at to be the person who coaches others. Getting off the time trap treadmill, you talk about overwhelm and so many things in some of your different series you do, and it kind of seems to be a thread that runs through them. How do we kind of get off that treadmill and be more successful in life and in business?
Well, you know, Patty, I speak from personal experience. I'm just like your listeners. You know, I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I've got, you know, I have had aging parents. And so, you know, I for so many years I was struggling. And I finally kind of stopped and said, okay, what am I, there's a theme here. I'm seeing it in myself, but I'm seeing it in so many of my clients and so many of my friends. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's really sort of three things that I've kind of discovered. And this first one I call my, you know, time trap treadmill, just to be fun with alliteration.
Yeah.
and it's just that, you know, you're kind of spinning your wheels. You know, some of the evidence of it is, you know, your days, weeks, and months that kind of have no structure to them. You know, you're kind of doing the same thing over and over again. You know, your days feel a bit more reactive versus responsive. You know, your to-do list sort of keeps going, gets longer and longer and longer. And I see this over and over again. And again, this applies to business as it does in life.
And Carrie, do you think that structure is an important thing in all of our lives? You know, we have that when we're in school or when our kids are in school, you kind of plan your day, but that structure of knowing what you're doing, when you're doing it.
Absolutely. And, you know, often when I say that to clients or even friends, they recoil a little bit because we like this ability to be able to go with the flow and be in the moment. And, you know, there's so much of that. The problem is that it really doesn't serve us well. We all like to have some structure. You know, even the person who's highly cluttered loves it when their house is clean.
Right. And these are all things, you know, we have people at eWomen who deal with clutter and different aspects of life. Mm. These are all things, you know, we need to take care of, whether it's self-care or clutter care, to make sure that we're not overwhelmed and that we are sort of within the, you know, on the treadmill, but we're not running too fast.
Absolutely. And it isn't just physical clutter, you know, clutter. It's also in your calendar clutter. And so that's kind of why I call this the time trap treadmill, is that what happens is we just keep adding more and more. So sometimes we have not learned how to say yes, not right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, not right now. I like that.
So it's not a no, because some people don't want to be able to say no.
Yeah.
It's yes, not right now. So they can decide, you know, what's the right thing to do at the right time. You know, if you want to be efficient, you have to actually have some space in your calendar to be able to step back and not just say yes, but be able to say yes, not right now, or yes and know that you've got the right amount of time. So unless you start controlling your time, and then really it's about your priorities, you're going to be on that treadmill all the time. So, you know, would you like to know some tips?
Yeah, I would. And, you know, I want to talk about the list a little bit, because I write them down. I also sort of do a little thing online for myself. I have lots of lists. And lots of times those things get held over from day to day, week to week. Maybe they're things that don't need doing. That's why they keep being there. How do you attack that balance, sort of putting your life stuff, your work stuff, your you time stuff on your calendar?
Well, I think the first thing, and this is probably for another episode, which is
okay. You've
got to be really clear on where you're going, because unless you know and where you're going is what you want your family life to look like, you know, what you want your relationships to look like, what you want your schedule to look like, and exactly the same thing for your business, you know, why you're doing it, what you want the outcome to be, then you'll be doing things or agreeing to things or putting things on your list that actually aren't going to move you towards that.
Okay.
They're just extra stuff. So that's really the first piece that's there.
Okay. So what are some other tips to get off the treadmill?
Well, I think as you aptly do, as you have to capture those things, you want to discern the difference between an action item, though, and a project. Now, if it's cleaning out the garage, Well, unless your garage is very small, that's not something you can accomplish in a short period of time. That's a fall project, probably.
Mm-hmm. Or a never project.
Yeah. No. So you break things down into smaller chunks so that, in fact, things that you can actually do. So the clue is that could they start with a verb, with an action verb? So call so-and-so, write blog, email so-and-so, first draft of something, clean right door closet, to that type of thing. Because what happens is that list that keeps getting carried over, my suspicion is there's a lot of projects on there and not actions. And you can't do a project. You can only do actions that are made up of a project.
So it's kind of breaking it down then. So you may have a lot of stuff to do for work or personal life, but if you break it down to call this person, write that email, do that one drawer as opposed to the big, huge thing all at once.
Well, first of all, you're going to get that sense of accomplishment, which is really important, because what happens is you end up gaining some momentum. You think, oh, I actually can tackle this. So it's, how do you eat an elephant? We eat it one bite at a time. So we want it broken down into bite-sized chunks. And, anybody that deals with people with clutter and stuff, you start with sort of one area. Well, again, if your calendar is cluttered, if that to-do list is, you've got to start breaking it down. And then being able to discern what's the most important thing for me to be able to be working on at any given time.
How do you know what that is?
Well, it starts with, again, knowing where you're going, because then you contrast that. Is this really important or is this not? If you're leaving on a plane tomorrow, you've got to pack your suitcase.
Yeah,
you don't
right.
need to scrub the tub,
But many of us do.
And then what you want to do is, I always call them the night before, decide on what your three mission critical actions are that next day.
I think that's a good idea, Carrie, because, it might keep you up at night, so it's better to kind of know what you're dealing with next day instead of waking up and feeling, like you say, sometimes overwhelmed.
Absolutely. And then when you sit at your desk or wherever you're going to do your work, you're not going to get caught up in doing other things that are distractions, like checking email and checking social media. When I speak on this, I have women tell me all the time, and, men who are listening to it as well, say, I tried that and I couldn't believe how much I got done because I did what I needed to do first.
So what is the rule sort of around checking your social media? Because that can be a full-time thing that takes you away from anything else, especially if you're distracted easily.
Well, absolutely, because it's the shiny thing. Ooh, look at that. Ooh, look at that. And you look up and, an hour and a half is gone. Well, the rule is you have to do your mission critical things first, regardless. And if you do your mission critical things and they take all the time and there's no time for social media, well, then there isn't. However, especially if you're doing this from a business context, you have to have a plan around your social media. So you can go in and post and schedule those things that have to go in if you have a business, page. In terms of personal, well, really, I say 15-minute chunks. That's really the rule. 15-minute chunks, set a timer, in and out, onto those more important things.
So don't keep going back and back and back every time you hear a ding or a click or whatever to see what's happening. Try and stay focused on what you're doing, or turn the noise down.
Oh, well, in fact, I say turn it off. Mm-hmm. So turn off your email alerts. Turn off all of those alerts that you have. People always say to me, I phoned you on your cell phone and you didn't get it. And I say, no, because I have all of my notifications off. Because when I'm doing something that's important, I don't need the distraction.
Isn't it funny nowadays, though, that people, they take it personally if you don't answer a phone or whatever. It's the answering is there for a reason, that you call back when it's convenient. And there's so many other ways now with texting. And, I think person to person is always best if you're in business. But the fact is, if you answer the phone all the time, you don't know what's coming at you.
Well, then you're reacting.
Right.
So, I always say you have to have sort of a bit of a communication plan. So if you give people five ways to get a hold of you, I guarantee you they'll try all five. And then you're having to listen to those messages, and it's incredibly inefficient. So be really clear, here's how best to communicate with me. And I personally, from a business perspective, I don't use texting. For me, because there's really the thread isn't clear, it's too short, things get mistaken, misunderstood, all of that. I prefer email, and then especially if there's something that really needs a conversation, you have to have a conversation. voice to voice.
Yeah, some things just have to be dealt with because they can get really convoluted with an email and they don't read right.
Yeah, absolutely. And some people write tomes and people, you know, so people scan over them. There's so much that's misunderstood. So I always say turn off your alerts. Texting is for, you know, your girlfriend or something like that you're running late or something like that, but it's not for a conversation. It's not to, and an email, again, one item per email, because then a person can scan it and they can read it. It helps them be more efficient. And then it stops you from, those, you know, writing those long tomes that truly, I know if there's more than one idea in an email, I'm bound to miss it.
Mm, that's really good. And also at the top, make sure it's sort of clear what it's about.
Oh, absolutely. Change the subject line, especially if there's a thread. Change the subject line every time it goes back.
Yeah, and if you have different. A bunch of people, don't keep saying thanks and replying back and back
Gosh, no. And be really careful who you CC on it and BCC. You know, anyone who's in the two subject line from email, that's somebody you expect to do an action item on it.
And how many times have people gotten in trouble from replying to something or saying something about somebody and it's been copied to other people? Yeah. You know, just it's the same as you don't say it about people. You know, personally, you wouldn't say it online.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I'm a firm believer of that. You know, if come back, what we saw even in this last election, you know, there were a number of people who had to step out of the you know, running because of things that were said. And not even intentionally, and not even a long time ago. I think we have to be very, very careful of what we say.
We tell our kids all this stuff, right, about social media. And it's like, you know, it's all out there now for good. But anyways, they'll learn. When we come back with Carrie, talk about the Wilson syndrome. And
everyone has an opinion.
He says on one hand it's a good deal, on the next comment he says it's not.
We've got the facts with news you can count on. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority. CFAX 1070.
A Japanese, a German, and an American auto executive get into a car. An all-new 2016 Hyundai Elantra with standard rear-view camera, sunroof, fog lights, and more. They're stumped.
Nani? How does Hyundai do it?
Heck! How does Hyundai do it?
How does Hyundai do it?
Get into the new Elantra SE with GL features plus sport appearance package. A combined total of $5,000 in value savings. The competition just can't figure out how we do it. That's the H Factor. The Hyundai Advantage ends November 2nd. Dealer may sell for less. Visit HyundaiCanada.com for details.
Are you a shopping addict?
A hamburger connoisseur?
Golf aficionado?
If you answered yes or just love screaming hot deals and discounts at your favorite hangouts, you gotta download the Get in the Loop app on your smartphone. The Get in the Loop app will also get you deals on golfing, spa visits, shopping, and more. It's easy. No coupon printing or pre-purchasing required. And brand new to Get in the Loop is discounts on cupcakes. Spend less while experiencing more with CFAX 1070 and the Get in the Loop app, available on the App Store. You'll love it.
You know a strong immune system is a key to good health, but when you face physical and emotional stress, it's an uphill battle. Enter Super Mushroom from Whole Earth and Sea. Pure Food Super Mushroom combines six organic mushroom superfoods into an immune and energy support formula charged with the vibrant energy and goodness of nature, giving your immune system an extra boost. Pure Food Super Mushroom from Whole Earth and Sea. Get it at Lifestyle Markets on Douglas Street in Cook Street Village and on Fifth Street in Sydney.
Tommy and Tuppence are an average English couple.
Good grief, what was that?
Read too many detective novels.
Who are about to enter a world of mystery.
Missing girl, a communist plot. Don't you think we were born for this kind of thing?
From Agatha Christie, the best-selling novelist of all time.
Oh, Tommy, what have we got ourselves into?
A six-part special event.
I do believe your pulse has quickened.
Agatha Christie's Partners in Crime. The adventure begins Monday at 7, only on Bravo.
Back, I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle right here on CFAX 1070. We are talking to Carrie Brown, Coach Carrie. She's a business coach, speaker, and trainer. We're talking about the time trap treadmill, and also we're going to ask Carrie about the Wilson syndrome and how to get rid of it. What is it?
Well, I hope that you remember that movie called Castaway with Tom Hanks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, what I was observing in the movie and thinking about it is that, you know, there was Tom Hanks on a deserted island, and his only person to talk to was Wilson.
And if that's the only person we have to talk to?
Yeah, well, what happens is we actually end up talking to ourselves. So really, it's the whole idea of trying to do things on our own, that we think that we can solve our problems on our own, that we make assumptions about our businesses, especially from a business context, our pricing, our marketing, all of that. We make decisions that we don't get any feedback. It's like talking to the volleyball Wilson. It's so easy to fall in love with our own ideas. And this, again, can be personal as well as business. Without having someone to hold you accountable, you can let yourself off the hook really easily. So having someone to hold you accountable, to challenge those ideas that you have.
You know, I think that's so true in life, whether it's fitness or anything else, if you have people to kind of bounce things off of and be in your court with you. I think lots of times, though, we compare ourselves to others, and we think if we don't know everything, something's wrong, and people will find out we don't know nothing. And yet, none of us can know it all, and it's okay to ask for help, and that's where someone like you would come in to have look at the books and see what's going on.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I have a coach. And so if I have a coach and I'm a coach, then it's because I know that the thinking I have and the tools and skills I have got me to where I am. And I know that they will not be the ones to get me to where I want to go. I need new ones, a new perspective, new tools and strategies. So I have to get them from somewhere.
You know, I think it's going to like seeing someone for help. I think in life we hold stuff in, and if we go talk to someone, it's so cool to have someone that just deals with us, you know, and has our best interest and, is there to kind of give us feedback.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, obviously a professional coach is going to give that ability. The problem sometimes with our friends is they actually don't want to challenge us, or they want to encourage us, so they don't want to tell us that's a stupid idea. but you do have to find some place, somewhere, whether it's a group environment, whether it's one-on-one, where you actually have an opportunity to say what you're thinking and have somebody actually challenge you on that and hold your feet to the fire. I like to say that I keep my boot firmly planted on the behinds of my clients, pushing them forward. You know,
because we all need that. I think no one really goes along without having a few blips, and from time to time we get stuck because maybe we don't know what that area is.
Yes.
And there's also great people in this town, Carrie, who you know through what you do, that are there to, you know, help people. If you just pick up the phone, they probably answer some questions too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it doesn't have to necessarily be, long-term, in order to, especially from a business context, you may have to invest some money in it. But, there's a lot of people who have a lot of skill and ability who are willing to be, your kind of mentor and support you. So all I would say is that, please stop suffering from the Wilson syndrome. Get some support. Get some help. And that has to do with relationships. That has to do with business. That has to do with your raising your kids, all that kind of stuff. Because when we're talking to ourselves, we let ourselves off the hook. We rationalize. We justify our ideas. And the problem is that at the end of the day, it may not be the right perspective.
Yeah, and nothing's wrong with talking to yourself. I do a lot of that, but sometimes you need feedback. And the other thing we're going to talk about, too, is growing a business using the seat of your pants strategy. Now, that sounds like you don't have a plan. And I suppose there's two ways of looking at it. You can overplan, and then there's the underplanning.
Right. Although I find there's not many people that actually overplan from my experience. And so, it's funny when I decided to call it the seat of your pants strategy. I looked in one of the dictionaries and it said to do something difficult without the necessary skill or experience. And that's really what happens when we don't stop and do some planning. So where am I going? What are the strategies? Where am I right now? What are the current challenges I have? What happens is we get caught up in what I call the shiny thing syndrome. Mm-hmm. So we end up going off this direction and off this direction and off this direction. We focus on the tactics versus the strategies. So the problem is you can have a bunch of tactics, but they don't relate to each other. So they have to all be cohesive. I often have clients say to me, well, what about this idea? And I said, well, on its own, it sounds like a good idea, but how does it fit into the plan? You don't have any ability to test and adjust, because it's not part of a cohesive plan. So say, okay, if I do this, then this is what I'm hoping the results are going to be. And then you check and see, are those my results? Versus just being, again, reacting.
You know, Carrie, the more you talk about this, the more you realize a lot of people come up and they have a great idea, or they think they have a good idea, or a business, they want to be in retail. you really should go to a coach, because so much of this is really stuff you would never know unless that's your major. So you kind of need help on sort of sorting those sort of things out, or else you're kind of doomed to fail, aren't you?
Well, you know, we know, unfortunately, we just finished Small Business Week. And, you know, the stats are, in the first 2 years, 85% of small businesses won't exist. And that's really an unfortunate situation.
Especially with all the work you'd put in to get there, and money.
Oh, yeah, and broken dreams, and, yeah. You know, all of that. And so this is what I'm so passionate about, as you can hear, is trying to, you know, reduce that statistic that's there. Because what ends up happening, without some sort of plan or some way to really sort of step back and look at it and develop some business acumen, you end up doing what I call spaghetti marketing. You know, when you're trying to see if your spaghetti's ready, you kind of throw it against the wall and see if it'll stick. Well, the fact of the matter is that, you know, that's not a very practical way, because you only have two resources, your time and your money. Mm-hmm. And if you're not spending it wisely or doing things correctly, you know, it's unfortunately, at the end of the day, it's extremely costly. Emotionally and financially.
Right, and always throwing money at stuff doesn't necessarily solve a problem.
Oh, absolutely not, because if you're throwing it in the wrong direction, you know, it's not going to attract the clients that you want. So it isn't just a money issue. It also has to do with, are you clear on where you're going? Do you know that what you offer is wanted in the marketplace? Are there enough people out there who want to buy what you have? What's your competition? How are you going to set yourself apart from your competition?
Wow, these are all great questions, Carrie, that, you know, I'm sure so many people don't think about. But if you go to Hanging Out with Coach Carrie, tell people how they can sort of check some of these episodes out with all kinds of great topics.
Great. Then go to hangoutwithcoachcarrie.com, and Carrie spelled K-E-R-R-Y, so hangoutwithcoachcarrie.com. And in fact, I have a book on there called How to Get Out of Overwhelm and Accelerate Your Business Now. And if people actually grab that book, they'll get notification actually of an upcoming webinar that I'm going to be doing much more extensively on these topics we've talked about today.
Well, great ideas. And also, I was looking on the blog, and you're talking about Zen. Mm. And I guess that's really the gut check, right? You know, if you have a great idea or you want to go into business, before you launch, you always have to do that gut check. And what you're talking about, that blog, I think, was that Zen principle, that people are a little more centered or more successful.
Yes, and the thing is that so many people say, well, it doesn't feel right. Well, I want to know if that's a feeling based on, you know, outdated beliefs and notions and perspectives, which I don't trust, or is it truly gut based on wisdom and experience and research and all of that? And so it's really about checking in and listening. And when your body is really, when you allow your body to really give you those clues, it's different than that head stuff, which is, oh, you know, fear strikes, you know, sets in. And then is fear really the best place to make decisions from? No, it's not.
No. And speaking of that and your mind, what do you think about self-care, nutrition, exercise, treating yourself and putting yourself first?
Absolutely critical. That's the highest priority, because in any endeavor you're doing, unless you're taking care of yourself, your bank account is empty. You know, you've been making withdrawals and you've not been making deposits, and you need to have that energy. So, you know, one of the first things I always say in terms of time management is, you know, take care of yourself first thing in the morning. I ride my bike, you know, that's what I do. And so, you know, find something where you're going to get your energy up. You need to eat good food. You need to get good sleep. You need to be in healthy relationships around you, all of that. And then you can be successful in whether it's raising kids, whether it's in your job, or whether it's in your business.
Great advice, Carrie. And I know you've, you know, the parents, the child, the business, the family, you got it all too, or have had it all. And these are all great tips, because we all go through these things in life. And to have a plan and a strategy helps us all.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much, Carrie, hanging out with Coach Carrie. Check it out on her website. And we'll talk to you soon, Carrie.
Great.
And we'll be back
Thank
on
you.
The other side of the news talking to Marlene Bergstrom.
Howie's Car Corral has over 60 vehicles in their corral, and they'd love to see them run wild. Fun to drive cars, hard working trucks, family transport, and vans. Howie's has a vehicle for everyone. And they service what they sell with a service department open to the public. They even offer financing from 3.97%. Start at car-corral.com or find Howie's on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram. Howie's Car Corral, the working folks car and truck store on the Old Island Highway.
It's cooler now, and Christmas isn't far away. Hello, I'm Linda Bishop of Highgate Lodge, and I invite you to come into the warmth of our home today. New and old friends are waiting for you to enjoy great meals and activities with them. Enjoy the coming season with family and friends, with no concerns about cleaning, cooking, and all of those have-to things. Just enjoy. Come home to Highgate, 250-472-0077.
Victoria's breaking news and talk that matters. CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon. I'm Kyle Reynolds with CFAX 1070 News. Canadians stranded down in Puerto Vallarta by Hurricane Patricia will soon be making their way back home. Robert Palmer with WestJet says the company is scheduling extra flights tomorrow to get the job done.
Anyone who was scheduled to fly yesterday or today out of Puerto Vallarta will be flying on a WestJet flight, one of six that we are operating tomorrow. Two of them are scheduled and four of them are additional flights, 700 guests in total, and all of them will be coming home tomorrow.
Fears of gale force winds and torrential rains closed Puerto Vallarta's airport, forcing WestJet to cancel one flight yesterday and five more today. Palmer says the airline has been putting standard passengers up in hotels until they can fly home tomorrow. Premier Christy Clark says she has directed staff not to delete any emails they send in the wake of a scathing report by the Information and Privacy Commissioner. The report by Elizabeth Denham this week outlined a number of concerning practices, including the failure to keep adequate email records and the willful destruction of records in response to Freedom of Information requests. Clark says she welcomes the report, but adds there really has been no change in the way things have been done for the past decade. NDP leader Tom Mulcair held a teleconference yesterday with his 43 re-elected and newly elected MPs. Insiders say there was general support for his decision to remain as party leader. Mulcair also asked the party to form a committee to examine why the NDP elected about 60 fewer members last Monday than it did in the 2011 election. And a University of Calgary student has been charged after guns were found in the school. Electrical contractors were working in the ceiling 2 months ago when they came across a box containing two unloaded 45 caliber semi-automatic handguns. 24-year-old Hussein Natu of Calgary faces 10 charges, including trafficking in firearms and drugs. That's CFAX News to 132.
Your Volkswagen dealer has a special offer for you. For a limited time, get financing from 0% for up to 84 months, plus an additional cash bonus of up to $1,500 on select gas models. Or if you prefer, purchase outright and get a cash discount of up to $7,000 on other select gas models. So come and visit your local Volkswagen dealer and take the Jetta, Tiguan, Passat, Golf, or Beetle for a test drive today. Offer ends November 2nd. Visit vwoffers.ca for details.
CFAX weather now, mainly cloudy, 11 degrees downtown. Cloudy overnight as well. There is a small chance of showers overnight, low down to about 8 degrees. And tomorrow could see showers in the morning, mostly cloudy though after that, high around 14 degrees. I'm Kyle Reynolds. Your next news update's coming up at 2 o'clock. Breaking news when it happens on CFAX. It's 1:33.
All season, CFAX 1070 is giving away trips to see the Canucks play live with the Lucky Canuck. Here's how.
Listen for the CFAX Lucky Canuck during each game. Then go to CFAX1070.com and enter that player's name. You could win tickets to an upcoming game, accommodations at the Rosedale on Robson, and fly round trip with Harbor Air Seaplanes. Plus, you have a chance to win a $50 gift card instantly from Glenwood Meats.
Win with the Lucky Canuck from Glenwood Meats, Harbor Air Seaplanes, and CFAX 1070. Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back. I'm delighted to have my next guest on. Marlene Bergstrom is a great friend of mine. She's also the president of the Mount Tommy Community Association. She's on the board of the Shelburne Community Kitchen. UVic Ambassador. She's many, many things, wears many hats. How are you, Marlene?
I'm great, Patty. How are you?
I'm great. Now, you're a busy lady. You do so many things, and so many things to help the community. And we met when I was, or still am, on the Mount Tommy Community Association. What gives you the passion to give back so much to the community, Marlene?
Well, I think part of it was my upbringing. My mom was always a volunteer, and it was embedded in our family to give back to the community in any way that you can. So I started as a young girl helping in the parks and recs with arts and crafts and in hospitals over the years. And then when I moved into the Mount Tommy neighborhood, it just seemed like a right fit to join the community association.
And, you know, I think for anybody that wonders about joining a local group like this, you know, we have a friendship. We've met so many people through it, and it's such a great thing. And like your daughter, Leslie, she's learned from you and is now helping out in many ways also.
Yes, that's right. You know, Mount Tomi Community Association, we're quite a different demographic of our seniors and students and immigrants as well. And so it's a real fun way of bringing those different demographics together and helping the community at large with whatever that we can. I think a community association is a great resource and link between the municipality of Saanich and its neighborhood, because we know it best, and when we need to provide feedback, we can give them pretty good specifics.
And I think that word community, my friend lives in Ladner, and they have a really great little community. And I think we have that same feeling here, because we know our neighbors and we help each other. And it's just getting better, because now we're having some younger families move in who are helping with the association. So if you're in Victoria, join something like this. I mean, it's a great way to have input, like Marlene was saying, in development, or if it's getting a sidewalk. But it's also a great way to meet your neighbors and kind of have that feeling of belonging.
Oh, it sure is, and something that I'm really excited that Saanich is looking and doing again is the Safer Roots program. So that brings families and community together as well. And as you mentioned, the Shelburne Community Kitchen, which is just a wonderful partnership of two community associations and three churches. And it's something that's not quite seen on the island with the programs that we offer, and it's dedicated to assisting people living on a low income and increasing their food security through learning and working together in a supportive community in small groups. So that's what's really important, because sometimes it can be intimidating to go to some other larger organization. So we have some great feedback on the programming that we're doing.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but great stuff, and that's on Shelburne Street, and there's a kitchen, and people learn how to cook. They grow all the veg in the backyard.
We have two gardens. We have a compassionate resource, brochures offering community and spiritual and support, social support, and we have a pantry program, and we have a variety of the cooking programs. Easy Meals is for individuals who need to learn the foundation of cooking skills. Often they could be recently widowed or someone that's just never had the opportunity to cook. We have a kicking kitchen for the young that want to learn how to do a healthy meal. All on tight budgets, right? So it's just a wonderful program.
They have anything for radio hosts?
Yeah.
Who can't cook? So how can people help? I know they have a fall supper, but I think it's sold out or almost sold out. How can people help if they want to do something?
Yeah, the fall supper is happening at the Lutheran Church of Christ on Cedar Hill Road and Cedar Hill Crossroad tonight at 5:30, and there are a few tickets available.
Okay.
And we're very pleased that once again the organizers are giving all the proceeds to the Shelburne Community Kitchen.
Isn't that wonderful?
And,
you know, it never ceases to amaze me in this town how good people are on so many levels. And and something like this, yes, there's a lot of organizations you can get involved in, but we need them.
We do.
And if you help one person this life, you've done a good thing.
That's right. And everything that the Mount Tomi Community Association board volunteers, you know, it's wonderful to get some new board members, you know, who are interested in giving back to their community. You know, everything from keeping our mountains and our trails clean to the sidewalks to, you know, bringing some things to our attention that we haven't heard about before, like derelict houses. And
oh, yeah, let's talk about that. We're going to talk before we go to break a little bit about that. Now, Saanich bylaws, and I'm sure people live in neighborhoods and they think maybe that house is in bad shape and needs some work, but it might not really be something Saanich will address. You say there's about 10 derelict houses in Saanich. What do people do, or what is the process for dealing with
it's quite a challenge, actually, and something I've just learned recently. The bylaws differ if the house is vacant or not vacant, and as long as the taxes are paid, or if there's a fund to pay taxes from somewhere, it can just stay looking kind of bad, which is not fun for the neighbors. And in some cases could be a safety issue, but the way the bylaws are currently written, we're just kind of stuck at this moment with that. But we're gonna keep looking into it and try and help the neighbors in our Mount Tomy area to make it a safe and vibrant neighborhood for them.
So Marlene, if people wanted to know more about this or help out in this, how would they get a hold of you?
The Mount Tomy website is mtca.ca, and they can send us an email. Check out our website. We try to keep it up to date with community events, emergency preparedness information, and interesting history facts. We have such a rewarding history here in the Mount Tomy area. And a link to things like the Saanich website, which has important items as the Shelburne Valley Action Plan, the local area plan, which is going to be up for renewal. We have a link to the UVic with we have a representative on their liaison committee, and right now they're updating their campus plan update. So the whole community is invited to provide feedback until November 4th, and they can go to the UVic website for that. So that's something our board looks into carefully, reading all these documents and providing feedback. But really what is important is that everybody has the opportunity to do so.
Absolutely. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Shelburne Corridor study and or plan and where that's at. Back in 2 minutes.
Some people are hell on wheels. Our guy is hell on wheels.
Do I look cool in this helmet?
The CFAX 1070 Great Grocery Giveaway. Watch CTV News Vancouver Island and listen to CFAX 1070 as Al on Wheels goes for a ride. You could win free groceries for a year. Details at CFAX1070.com. The CFAX 1070 Great Grocery Giveaway from Thrifty Foods and CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hi, Victoria. I'm Caitlin Livingston, letting you know what's going on around the area. Are you new to gluten-free, or do you want to learn how to make a delicious gluten-free meal? Or perhaps you have a specific allergy question? Well, then this gala is for you. Or if you just love delicious food and drinks, you should come. Come to Perks Rec Center on October 24th for the opening day. Enter online for your chance to win a getaway for two to Seattle with Clipper Vacations. Tell us who you take and what you would do in your getaway. This is your chance to visit Seattle with Clipper Vacations and the beautiful Mayfair Park Hotel. We'll also throw in a gift certificate for Savior Seattle. Enter now at CFAX1070.com. That's been your Community Connections brought to you by Fairway Market. Check out fairwaymarket.ca, a fresh new online service from your friends at Fairways.
I just got a Hot by Sealy Optimum Eurotop Queen mattress set made with organic cotton from Sleep Country for just $6.29. Oh, those extra plush layers. I am so refreshed. The little things that used to bother me at 6 a.m. don't anymore. Oh, like those never-ending email alerts or the neighbor's dog. Hi, Spike.
Plus, Sleep Country Sealy Sleep Smart Sale ends Tuesday. It's your last chance to get a jaw-dropping deal on a Sealy, the world's most popular mattress brand.
Sleep Country Canada.
Hey, Robert.
Got yourself a brand new leaf blower. That's nice.
Yup, 15% off at Rona.
But you don't even have any trees in your yard.
No, but you do.
That's true, and we love them so much. They're so gorgeous and so
leafy.
Yeah.
Our anniversary sale is on now at Rona and Rona Home and Garden. This Saturday only, get 15% off any purchase of $75 or more. And until Wednesday, October 28th, enjoy a 2-for-1 discount on 3.78 liter cans of Rona interior paint. Details at rona.ca.
If you're talking about it, they're on it. Saturday Morning Live with Mark Brenne at 6:30 on CFAX 1070.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle right here on CFAX 1070. If you want to know more about me or my guests, please look me up, lifestylepattymack.com. Always welcome your input and ideas for the show. On the line, we have Marlene Bergstrom, who is the president of the Mount Tomy Community Association. And Marlene, you talked about the Shelburne Community Kitchen, and three churches are involved in two community groups. I think that's what's so great about our area. We live in a spot with the highest demographic of seniors in the area. We have everything there. And today at Dawson Heights, and I know your mother-in-law is there and my mom was there, they're having their fall bazaar and craft extravaganza. It's 10 till 3. The Cedars is the corner of Cedar Hill Road and Cedar Hill Crossroad, near where Highgate Lodge is, where our good friend Linda Bishop is. Great facilities. They have a collectible room, Christmas Corner coffee shop. They got it all. And this is like a fundraiser for them, for their group of the residents at Dawson Heights. So go check it out. Hudson will be signing his book there, too. He's at Chapters now. But please go check it out, because it's a great facility and a real good community.
Yeah, I actually stopped by already, but I will go back because I do want to get Hudson's book. But
Thank you. It was great feedback.
It was a lot of fun there this morning. They have a lot of great items, so I went away with a bag of stuff.
And you know, and that's the thing about this community, Marlene, is whether it's the Mount Tommy area or wherever you're living in town, we have really great pockets of people and community things you can do.
Yeah, it's wonderful, and I think bringing the community together with all of the bazaars, and we have the St. Luke's Players has a play, you know, they do their plays there, concerts that the church has put on, with not having a community center in the Shelburne Valley, making it a community through all of these venues is just fantastic, and I saw all ages at the bazaar today, so that was really exciting.
Yeah, I think that's a really great part. Part of life is to, you know, all ages to come together. Now, speaking of coming together, Shelburne Community Plan, a corridor study, this has been ongoing. Now, tell us what it is, and are we going to see change in that kind of area from Pear to, you know, Cedar Hill Crossroad anytime soon?
Well, I don't know about anytime soon. That is our vision. But I think it's important to go back to what the purpose of the Shelburne Valley Action Plan was, to create a comprehensive 30-year vision and implementation for the Shelburne Valley. But I think what has happened, because it's taken so long to get from point A to now, we want to see change and improve mobility in certain areas sooner rather than later. So there is a plan in place that Saanich Planning Department is going to come back to the community about to explain what their options are about improving cycling and walkability in the Shelburne Valley area from Derby or Pear all the way to Mount Doug.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. It's long needed, but I think, you know, the original vision was a long-term plan, but I think what we will see is probably some more developments taking shape in different forms, depending on where they see that the improvements will happen, like with sidewalks and other things like that.
Well, it's a changing community, and things will change, but something that doesn't change is the sense of community in many pockets of Victoria. And there's how many community associations, like 25 or 30?
Yeah, something like that.
If you go to the Saanich website, you can look them up. So if you're in a neighborhood, look up the you know, who to contact and get involved. You know, when you have time, we're talking to Coach Carey off the top, you know, every dog has its day. Marlene and I have been tired dogs. We've been doing this a long time. I've been at, I think, 15 years or something. Yeah. So, you know, but everything you do has an effect and a ripple effect. So good work, Marlene, president of the Mount Tommy Community Association. Have a great dinner tonight. And maybe we'll see you at the Cedars.
Thank you for all your support.
You're always welcome, Marlene. Take good care. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
We are joined now by Jane Travis, who is another great community member. She is with Petals Plus Florist, and we're going to talk a little bit about fall decor. You know, this time of year, we might go to Costco, pick up a plant, put it in the front yard, and think that's our fall color. But then we have Halloween coming, and we think, what do we add to the inside? How are you, Jane? Hello.
Hello. Hi,
Patty. Jane. How are you?
I'm doing well.
What do you think about this time of year? Where do we start to kind of add some fall flair? You know, Halloween's coming. Sometimes you don't want to get too kitschy with it all, but we want to kind of add a little bit. What kind of stuff do you provide to your clients or to people at home, suggestions to sort of make things look fallish?
Well, I think this year, with Halloween being on a Saturday, people are going that little bit more out there.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely starting off with the full color potted mums outside on the front steps. Flanking either side of your front door. Those are great. It's a great place to start. And into there, you can, you know, add some ghosts, pine cones, different types of bulrushes, just to give that a little bit more of a fall feeling.
Oh, so right in those mums, add some stuff to give it some height and a little bit of bit more depth.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's a great idea.
Put them right down into the soil there, and a curly willow, all things like that. You can add, you know, a Halloween ribbon.
That's a great idea because everybody has that potted mum, right? I think it's kind of like the first thing you know fall's coming. You buy that that first potted mum and put it out the front.
That's right. And you can get some really fun little orange tea lights now. And you can just, not tea lights, those little like the sparkle Christmas lights. Just tuck those in and around through the mums as well. Just to give it a bit of a glow if you don't want to go all out with ghosts and pumpkins and all that kind of stuff out your front door, just to give that little bit of a Halloween touch.
That's a great idea. And I guess also if you have planters outside, tall vessels, you could do a little bit of stuff like you're talking about with the branches and make them sort of seasonal and keep them for Christmas as well and just sort of transition them?
Absolutely. And that is something that is something that we try and offer our customers when they've come in for their Thanksgiving or their Halloween centerpieces, is to give them a container or bring in your own containers that you have at home. And if you want us, whether it be for outdoors and you want something big and elaborate or something for inside on your table in your entrance hallway, we're happy to use your own containers and create something really unique and different for you and your personality, and something then that can be transitioned as we move into November and then into December. We can change.
I like that because I'm really practical, so I like to sort of less fuss. So I think it's good to sort of be able to reuse things that we have instead of starting from scratch and having more and more of it.
I agree with that. You know, we bring so much into our lives as far as clutter and containers and that go, that if we can recycle and reuse what is in your home, it really makes an impact. It makes it more personalized as well.
So when you're doing a decor for inside a home, you're talking about Thanksgiving. That's kind of the starting point, isn't it, where we want to start adding maybe some of those oranges and deeper colors into our decor. What kind of things can you add then, centerpieces? What other things can you add to your home or make yourself to bring in that kind of, leaves and things that are out in nature?
Well, the branches are a great place to start, especially with the amount of different color leaves and stuff that are out there on the ground. I mean, if you have a tall, for instance, a tall glass cylinder that's just sitting on a countertop, fill it with all these different colored, beautiful leaves that we have outside and add in a couple of branches, a couple of bulrushes, and you've got something that is fall, inexpensive, but it can be very stunning and eye-catching, either in your entrance hallway, as a talking point in the center of your dining room table.
Hello?
Hello?
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were going there. I think that's a great idea. And, I think you don't have to make it expensive. You can do it yourself. Of course, you can always drop it and see you. We're going to come back in 2 minutes, talk a little more about how to prep for the season and how to get ready for Christmas.
At Purolator, it's not a package. It's a promise, which is why they help small businesses like yours deliver your promises to your customers every day for less. Open a Purolator business account and save 40% for 1 year. Purolator. Promises delivered.
With Smart Voice from Shaw Business, you can manage all your communications from any device with a single number wherever you go.
At your office. At the job site on your tablet. Collaborate over screen sharing. Even video conference from the park.
Because when opportunity calls, you should answer.
Grow your business with Shaw Smart Voice. Use any device with a single number wherever you go. Conditions apply. Visit shawbusiness.ca for details.
All right, I'm looking at a Blue Civic 2015. Comes with up to $2,000. Cash purchase incentive up to $2,000. Sold! Now I've got a white CRV. White CRV 2015, but not for long. It's a 2015 white CRV with a cash purchase incentive of up to $1,500. Sold! Black 2015 Accord with a cash purchase incentive of up to $2,000.
The 2015 Honda Clarot is on, and our 2015s are selling fast.
Sold!
With cash purchase incentives of up to $5,000, they won't be here for long.
0.99% on lease or finance or receive $2,500 cash incentive. Visit CampusHonda.com.
Hi, I'm Doris, a licensed debt professional with Abacan and Associates. I would like to share about a man named Peter. Peter is a veteran and recovering alcoholic. While dealing with the grief of losing three loved ones, his credit card company took him to court over unpaid debt. This stress made him contemplate drinking again, but then he heard about Abacan and Associates, took action, and is now living free from debt. we can help you too. Take action and go to abacan.com. That's abakhan.com.
At Purolator, it's not a package. It's a promise, which is why they help small businesses like yours deliver your promises to your customers every day for less. Open a Purolator business account and save 40% for 1 year. Purolator. Promises delivered.
We are back with Jane Travis from Petals Plus Florists. Jane, where are you located?
We are on North Park Street, 900 North Park Street, which is just in from the corner of Quadra and North Park. So if you turn, you're on the corner of Quadra and North Park, you'll find Sands Funeral Home. If you turn into their parking lot off of North Park, you can't miss us.
Excellent, excellent. Now, we're talking about fall decor. Of course, Halloween is Saturday, which is, you know, something for the kids these days, the grown kids. My son is, I think it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday they have dress-up events, but, you know, to be young. Halloween stuff, though, you can do stuff with pumpkins, gourds, you know, use some of that stuff that you've had out from Thanksgiving. What kind of arrangements and ideas, novel ideas, have you thought up this year?
Oh, we've got a few fun things happening on our website. People can go to our website at www.petalsplus.com and see what we have there. Just some simple, pretty arrangements to help boo up your Halloween party that you're going to be having. But if you're wanting something really unique and ghoulish, incorporating some fresh pumpkins and making it look very... very Halloweenish.
Yeah.
We love a challenge, and we do personalized orders. We don't put them on the website because they are so personalized, but and maybe put some people off. But we've had a few challenges that we've done, and they've turned out fantastically
well. Are people having some big bashes then for Saturday?
Yeah, there are. I mean, people really go out there when there's a lot of people that don't have kids or have kids that are now growing up. And they bring out the child in themselves at this time of year when you get a Halloween falling on a weekend. And they have parties, they have great get-togethers, and, you know, they go all out decorating their houses inside and out and just have a great, great time.
My brother and sister-in-law used to have the most fantastic parties, you know, and they're out on a farm and scary stuff, and we'd get dressed up and have, you know, costume contest. And it is really fun to sort of... try new things, that's for sure. Now, we're going to go into Christmas soon. So what kind of things can we buy or make flower-wise, arrangement-wise, either buying them from you or making ourselves to give as a gift that are not too complicated, but that would make a nice gift for, you know, maybe the neighbor or someone that helps us out?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you have vases at home, try and recycle what you have. If they're in good condition, you can buy a piece of burlap, put it around the center of the vase, add a bit of a Christmas ribbon, or even just twist tie some of those Christmas balls or a little ornament on there. Christmas greens, pine cones, if you want to keep it natural, with maybe some redwood sticks. And just keep it natural. That's burlap, birch wood, all those natural elements that we find around us every day outside are still very big this year for Christmas.
Yeah, I think that back to nature, if you look at some of the different shows and magazines I've seen, it's kind of that rustic look is coming back, that Canadiana look.
Yes, definitely. It's still very strong. And actually a little bit of turquoise in this year, and purple as well is the new hot color that's coming in for this year.
And so say you're going to, when the minute we have left, you're going to a party for Halloween or during this month. What are nice little things you can buy? And I know you wrap them up nicely for people. What are nice little sort of, you know, average, not too expensive gifts you can give as a hostess gift?
Well, a bouquet never goes wrong because most of us have our own vases, I say, to pop in. So you can get a really pretty bouquet starting at $25 and up. Or a little centerpiece, again, starting at $35 and going up. So there's lots of little things that can be done, even down to just three beautiful orange circus roses. They're a beautiful fall color. They remind me of a sunset. And they're a great little rose if you just want to give a couple of those as a hostess gift.
Right, and that kind of thing goes a long way because everybody likes to have something. Don't come with it all not done already because that's not a gift. That's a hassle. great talking to you, Jane Travis from Petals Plus. And thank you, Josh, as always. Thank you for the support for Hudna's book and for listening every Saturday. Love bringing the show to you. And until we meet again, get out there and enjoy.
Being a mom, securing my home, and protecting my family is a priority. I also want the peace of mind of knowing that in any emergency, I can push a button and get help.
This is the Alarm Force Central Station. We are receiving a panic alarm. Is everything okay?
I feel secure knowing Alarm Force is there for me.
Stay secure in your home with live two-way voice from Alarm Force. The fastest and most informed response available.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Casting is now open for Season 4 of The Amazing Race Canada, and we're looking for new teams.
This is unbelievable.
If you think you have what it takes to compete, then fast forward to ctv.ca/TheAmazingRaceCanada and apply now.
Look around. If the road seems safer